now with the playing of our national anthem. We're just a few moments away from the first pitch of this playoff game between the San Francisco Giants and the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers. The fourth playoff in National League history and the fifth in the history of Major League Baseball, as there was only one in American League Baseball. That was back in 1948. Cleveland and Boston in that playoff game. But here, history is being made at San Francisco. Stumping out to the mound now is the little left-hander Billy Pierce. We'll set the San Francisco ball club for you defensively. Orlando Cepeda is at first base. At second base, Chuck Hiller. At shortstop, the very dependable Jose Pagan, who has certainly been the glue on the infield this year for the San Francisco Giants. At third base, a fine competitor, Jim Davenport. Out in left field is Harvey Keene. The center fielder, and need we say more, the Say Hey Kid himself, Willie Mays. In right field, despite the fact he has an ailing elbow, Philippe Alou. Behind the plate, a man who hit a home run here yesterday to help his ball club to a 2-1 victory over the Colt 45s, Ed Bailey, out of Strawberry Plains, Tennessee. On the mound from Detroit, Michigan, left-hander Billy Pierce. And the first man to step up to the plate here for the L.A. Dodgers will be their scat back on the infield, so to speak, shortstop Mari Wills, who has stolen 100 bases this year. I think earlier, if you were with us, and you heard Bob Wolf mention the fact that the Los Angeles Dodgers had plenty of speed, that has been their fourth this year, particularly with the guys coming up to the plate right now. Their outfield has been a speedy outfield, where on the other side of the fence, the San Francisco Giants have relied a great deal on power hitting to get the runs across that they have needed this year. Once again, let us remind you that Billy Pierce, who is getting ready to make his first pitch here, has won 15 ball games this year in the National League and has lost six. One win and one loss with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he's making his third start against Los Angeles. He beat them on August the 11th in San Francisco here, 5-4. And he lost to the Dodgers on September the 4th, 5-4, ironically enough, in Los Angeles. He has worked briefly in relief against the Dodgers for a total of three innings, and he gave up three hits and fanned three. It's his first start since he beat the Cardinals right here in this ball field on September the 26th. And now we're ready for the first pitch. Bailey signs for it. Pierce cuts it loose. Curveball in there for the strike. So, everybody, this ball game is on the fire. Greg Mullavy is coaching at first base for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Down at third, Leo DeRocher. Mari Wills, a right-hand hitter, leans over the plate, chokes up on the handle. The pitch to him is a fastball, and that's outside. One ball and one strike, the count on Mari Wills. Ed Bailey, the catcher, calls for time and walks out in front of the plate. He wants to say something to his battery mate, Billy Pierce. They meet halfway between home plate and pitcher's mound. In case you hooked up with us late, it's the San Francisco Giants playing host to the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoff games that will determine who will represent the National League against the New York Yankees in the World Series, which begins on Thursday and will be broadcast right over this NBC network. Now the pitch to the plate. Down it comes, a curveball in there for the strike. One ball, two strike count on Mari Wills. He'll be followed by second baseman Jim Gilliam, and then we'll have left fielder Tommy Davis. The outfield for Mari Wills is fanned slightly to left. The hole in the outfield is in right center. Pierce is ready, comes down with the next pitch, a changeup that's inside over the shoe tops. Two balls, two strikes. This is a symmetrical ballpark at Candlestick in San Francisco. 330 down the lines, 375 to the right field sector, 365 to the left field sector, 410 straightaway center field to the fences. Curveball in off the fist to Mari Wills. That jumps his count to 3-2. Mari Wills hitting at 299, has six home runs and 48 runs driven in. Stands just off the plate with his feet pretty much together, sort of bends at the knees. Fidgety with that bat, keeps pumping it back and forth. The 3-2 pitch to him. Fastball swung on the field, foul into the stands. So the count is three balls and two strikes. Left-hander Billy Pierce began his professional baseball career back in 1945 with Buffalo of the International League. Got into 15 games that year. Had an earned run average of 5.42 for his first year. This year in this league, he is 3.71. The pitch is swung on. There's a looper. A shortstop. McGahn has the range and has the ball. Omar Wills pops up to his opposing shortstop for the first out here in the top half of the first inning. The batter coming up now, also a switch hitter, is Jim Gilliam. He'll be batting right-handed against Willie Pierce. Jim Gilliam this year, for the regular season, hit .276 with four home runs and 43 runs driven in. He's played at second base and at third base for Los Angeles. Feet wide, spread apart. Works up on the handle of the bat. Billy Pierce taking his sign off Matt Bailey. Starts his pumping motion. Then rides the pitch. Soft curveball is high and outside. So the count on Gilliam is one ball and no strikes. Jim Davenport has shallowed up at third base. Gilliam is always a threat to drop the bunt and try to get on. Outfield playing straight away. Pierce's fastball is slugged foul off the first base side. There goes Cepeda over near the stands. He might have room for this. On the track, he makes the catch. Two up, two down in the top half of the first inning. Now, this is the first playoff game of 1962. Here is the big gun for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tommy Davis. He leads the league with a percentage of .347. He leads the league in hits, .227. He leads in RBIs with .150. He certainly has been the meal ticket for the Dodgers this year. Right-hand hitter standing just off the plate. Feet pretty much together. Takes a look at a fastball, and that's in there for the strike. This guy, Pierce, can pull a string pretty well. As many of the opponents who played against him over in the American League can tell you, Pierce was with the Chicago White Sox for a long, long time. Fastball swung and a miss. Pierce had one right in off the fists. Tommy Davis was after it. We're in the top half of the first inning here, Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The bases are empty. There are two outs. There is no score. Pierce out on the mound, getting his sign from his battery mate, Bailey. Delivers the plate. Fastball outside. That's about shoulder high. One ball, two strike count on Tommy Davis. Should he get on, he'll be followed by the great big guy, Frank Howard. Pierce is all set now. So is Tommy Davis. Pierce, after having asked for a new set of signs, delivers, and his pitch is outside. That's ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Now out in center field, Willie Mays has moved a few steps over into left center. And they're giving Tommy Davis the alley in right center. 375 feet up the alley in right center. You've heard a lot about the San Francisco winds at Candlestick Park. Not today. Calm as can be. The pitch is swung on and fouled back into the screen. Count rides along on Tommy Davis. Two balls and two strikes. Pierce down to visit the rosin bag. Davis taking a gander around at Leo DeRocher, coaching at third base. Greg Malavy is coaching at first. Walter Austin runs his ball club from the bench, as does Alvin Dart. Now the 2-2 pitch with two outs. Fastball swung on and popped up back for first base. Cepeda's going over, but Hiller cuts in behind him and calls for it and takes it. So that's all for Tommy Davis. A handle pop-up to the second baseman, Chuck Hiller, for the third out. Nothing across here in the top half of the first inning. And at the end of half an inning, it's the Dodgers nothing and the Giants now coming to bat. And now to the NBC newsroom and Ed Arnold.
We interrupt the ball game for this bulletin from NBC News. An NAACP attorney in New Orleans has been quoted as saying, a second Negro, a girl, is in the process of applying for entrance to the University of Mississippi. NBC News will interrupt the game for all important bulletins. Now back to Candlestick Park.
Now we move along into the last half of inning number one of a scoreless ball game, and the San Francisco Giants now will have their first whack at it. They'll be facing Sandy Koufax. Shandy Koufax has taken him out. It will set the ball club defensively behind him. At first base will be Lee Walls. At second base, Jim Gilliam. The shortstop will be Maury Wills. And at third base is Andy Carey. Out in left field will be Tommy Davis. The center fielder is Willie Davis. And in right field, Big Frank Howard. Behind the plate, Johnny Roseboro. And on the mound will be Sandy Koufax, who began with the Brooklyn Dodgers back in 1955 as a bonus baby. And in 7 years in the Major League, Sandy Koufax has won 54 ball games and has lost 53. That was up until this year. And Sandy this year is 14-6. He's 2-0 with the Giants and has pitched one no-hitter. Harvey Keene coming up to the plate now to be the first batsman to face Sandy Koufax. Harvey Keene batting at 307, has 10 home runs and 67 runs driven in. Harvey Keene is a right-hand hitter, holds the bat way down to the knob and stands deep at the plate. Sandy Koufax is ready. Rocks back, kicks high and delivers. The fastball bored through at the waist for a strike. No ball, one strike count on Harvey Keene. Chuck Hiller to follow, and then we'll have Billy Palou. The outfield for Harvey Keene pushed around to the right side. He's after the next pitch and on a check swing, taps the ball foul down the right side. No balls, two strikes. Count now on Harvey Keene. Koufax gets a new ball to work with. The coaches operating here this afternoon for San Francisco, Whitey Lockman at third base. Wes Westrum is the coach at first. Koufax delivers 0-2. A soft curveball is swung on and popped out into right field. Coming on is Big Frank Howard. He should have it. He does have it, and there's the first out. One away here in the last half of the first inning, and that brings up Chuck Hiller. Hiller for the season, a left-hand hitter, batting at 275. He's hit but three home runs. He has produced 46 runs batted in. Hiller standing just off the plate, bends at the waist and the knees, works up on the handle of the bat. Up shallow at third base comes Andy Carey, playing on the rim of the infield grass. This fellow Hiller can drop the bunt. Big curveball is up over the peak of the cap. That's ball one. The outfield for Hiller playing in just about straight away, and the deepest outfielder is Frank Howard in right. He's playing straight away in right field. The pitch will play the soft curve in there for the strike. One ball, one strike. Koufax rocks back, serves it up 1-1. The fastball is swung on. There's a high pop-up back for third base. Andy Carey looking up in his son, flips the glasses. Under it as it drifts into foul ground, he makes the catch. And that's the second out here in the last half of the first inning. That brings up Philippe Palou. We haven't seen too much of Philippe Palou in the past few ball games simply because he's been suffering from what the doctors have diagnosed as a tennis elbow. One day it'll feel fine, and the next day it'll be giving him fits. But he's in the lineup today, a right-hand hitter with an overly closed stance, standing deep at the plate. Batting at 315. He takes the pitch low for ball one. Billy Palou has hit 25 home runs this year, has 97 runs driven in for the ball club. Koufax serves up to him, an overhand curveball, it's slammed foul, right down the third base side. One ball and one strike. Here at Candlestick Park, the bullpens are on the opposite sides of the dugouts. The Dodgers bullpen is down back of right field, and the Giants bullpen down back of left field. Koufax delivers a curveball, and that's in there at the waist for a strike. One ball, two strikes. The Giants occupy the dugout on the first base side and the visiting ball club, in this case the Los Angeles Dodgers, on the third base side. Koufax works 1-2. The fastball rims. Down along the left field line. It's in there for two bases anyway. Here comes Alou into second base, and he's going to hold up there as the throw comes back in from the fielder Tommy Davis. So Philippe Alou has gotten the first base hit in the ball game. A line shot double into the corner in left field. Now Philippe Alou is in scoring position at second base.
And Willie Mays is the batter coming up to the plate. Willie Mays ended the regular season in the 300 class. He's batting at 302. He leads the National League in home runs with 47 and has 137 runs driven in for his club this year. Right-hand hitter, wide spread eagle stance. He's all over batter's box. Sandy Koufax, with his work cut out for him now, checks a runner over the shoulder, comes to the plate, best ball is low. One ball, no strikes, a count on Willie Mays. Willie keeps moving that wagon tongue back and forth. He's about as nervous as anybody you ever saw. Now he's ready, so is Koufax. There's a check of the runner at second. The pitch, let up fastball, is high and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two down, last half of the first inning. The Giants at bat. Matty Alou, having doubled, is on at second base, and there's no score in the ballgame. Roseboro pops that mitt up as a target for Koufax. Now Sandy's ready. Comes set. Delivers fastball. This one's poked foul off the first base side. It'll go to the crowd out of play. Got a pretty good crowd here looking on at this one. This ballpark holds 42,500. And they're still coming in. Alou leading out at second base now with two away here in the bottom of the first inning. Willie Mays, always a threat at that plate, has a count of two balls and one strike. Koufax is set. Kicks and throws. Fastball. One on. Hit deep to right field. There's a well-hit ball. And it is a home run for Willie Mays. Two to nothing. Hit number two runs one and two off Sandy Koufax. And the batter up at the plate now is Orlando Cepeda. Right-hand hitter leans back from a high inside fastball. Ball one. Cepeda batting at 307. 34 home runs. 112 runs driven in this year. Koufax works him. Pitches outside. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. This is in the last half of the first inning after two men were out. Time is called and Jim Gilliam comes in from second base to talk to Sandy Koufax. In the last half of this first inning, Harvey Keene led it off with a fly ball to right field to Frank Howard. Second baseman Chuck Hiller fouled out to third baseman Andy Carey. And then Philippe Alou came along and hit a line shot past Andy Carey down along the left field line for a double. Willie Mays followed with a blast over the right center field fence for a home run. Cepeda looks. The curve is outside. So Koufax is cutting behind now. Three balls and no strikes. Now the pitch. Fastball is fouled back over the screen. So Cepeda had the green light from Whitey Lockman at third base to go for it. Three balls, one strike is the count now on Cepeda. Down rides the next pitch, and after it, Cepeda fouls this one back. His count now goes along to 3-2. Now the 3-2 delivery. Cepeda looks and hits one down to the right side. Breaking it up as Lee Wall steps on first base, and that's all there is to the last half of the first inning. Ground out, the first baseman unassisted. Two big runs, however, for the Giants on two base blows, a double followed by Willie Mays' home run. There were no errors, and there was no one left on. The score at the end of one full inning of play now, it is San Francisco 2, Los Angeles nothing.
Now let's take a look at the second inning here of this ball game. Being played under bright, brilliant sunlight, about 75 degree temperature. Very typical fall day in San Francisco. Billy Pierce to the mound to pitch to Frank Howard. Big right-hand hitter, batting a 301. Takes a hitch in his swing and takes the pitch inside off the knees for ball one. Howard has hit 31 home runs for the Dodgers this year and has driven in 117 runs. Pierce comes to him, and the curveball is slammed back foul to the screen. One ball and one strike. 6 feet seven, 250 pounds. This guy from Columbus, Ohio. Star athlete at Ohio State. And has carried that talent over into the Dodger camp as one of their outfielders. The 1-1 pitch by Billy Pierce. Big soft curve, and that floats in there low. Two balls and one strike. Billy Pierce threw everything down there at the time but his glove. He gave the big fella all the motion he had and very little speed. Needless to say, the outfield for Frank Howard has fanned around the left and playing plenty deep. Pierce fastball swung on him. Boy, Howard cranked up on that one. Two balls and two strikes. We're in the top half of the second inning of this ball game with the Giants leading it 2-0. By virtue of a double, followed by Willie Mays home run, with two outs in the last half of inning number one. Pierce delivers 2-2, and fastball is one out of the strike three. Well, in the ball game, that will be the first strikeout for Mr. Pierce. That will be his 71st this year. He came into this ball game with a total of 70. Lee Walls coming up to bat now. Walls hasn't been used a great deal by the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's been their utility first baseman and will play in the outfield for them. Right-handed batter, batting at 269. Checks up on the first pitch and takes it inside for ball one. Walls, a right-hand hitter, stands about three-quarters deep with his feet pretty much together and holds the bat way down with an arm. Played 57 ball games this year for Los Angeles. Pierce fastball is ripped back over the screen foul. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on, in the top half of the second inning. Walls will be followed by catcher Roseboro, Johnny Roseboro. Pierce, a big heave and sigh as he takes his sign from Bailey. Now works the plate. Big soft curveball is swung on and popped up over the infield. At shortstop, Pagan waiting for it to come down. It settles in his glove for the second out. Two down in the top half of the second inning. Johnny Roseboro will be the batter now. Left-handed hitting catcher. Roseboro batting at 255. With seven home runs and 55 runs driven in. Two down, the bases empty, top of the second. The Giants leading in the ball game, 2-0. Roseboro standing deep at the plate. Feet wide spread apart, sort of bends at the waist. Pierce comes to him with a fastball, and this is swung on and popped foul off the third base side, but that'll go into the dugout. Out of play. No balls, one strike. The count on Johnny Roseboro. Pierce is all set now on the 0-1 delivery. Now he shakes off Bailey. Now he accepts the sign. Here's the 0-1 pitch. On a check swing, the ball hits the bat and rolls away in foul ground, so that'll be strike two on Roseboro. He was actually trying to duck a high inside curveball. No balls, two strikes. The NBC microphones bringing you all the action from Candlestick Park here this afternoon in sunny San Francisco. Now the 0-2 pitch. There's the curve. In there for the strike. Roseboro called out on strikes. We got the side. A second strikeout now for Billy Pierce. And the Dodgers go quietly here in the second inning with nothing across. The score at the end of 1.5 innings of play now. It is the Giants 2, and the Dodgers have nothing. We pause now for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Now the last half of inning number two, and the first man up for the San Francisco Giants will be their third baseman, Jim Davenport. He'll be followed by catcher Ed Bailey, who was one of the heroes of the ball game played here yesterday, as he hit a home run of Houston's flamethrower, Turk Farrell. Then following Bailey, we'll have the shortstop, Jose Pagan, who is hitting in the number eight position for Alvin Dark's company. Jim Davenport, a 294 hitter, quite competitor, refined third baseman of the Giants, has moved in. Standing deep at the plate with a straightaway stance, holds that bat way down to the mound. Davenport has 13 home runs this year and 55 runs driven in. Koufax comes to him with a pitch on the inside, and that's ball one. Andy Carey playing just a step off third base and close to the bag. The outfield fan to the left and deep. Koufax fastball is hit down to the left side foul. Right past Andy Carey and right past Coach Whitey Luckman. One ball, one strike count on Davenport. Koufax finds himself two runs behind as he allowed a double to Alou and a home run to Mays in the first inning. The pitch is swung on. There's a high foul ball. This one will drift out of play behind the plate. One ball and two strikes count on Jim Davenport. In case you've tuned in with us late, defensively, the Dodgers have Lee Walls at first base, Jim Gilliam at second, Maury Wills at short, and Andy Carey at third. We'll get the outfield in a moment. The pitch to the plate, a soft curve is high. Count is two balls and two strikes. Jim Davenport is the batter up there. Out in left field, we have Tommy Davis, Willie Davis in center, and in right field, Frank Howard. Koufax delivers. His pitch is way high. Almost gets away from Roseboro. Full count now to Jim Davenport. Three balls and two strikes. Ed Bailey in the on-deck circle will go next. Davenport leaning over from the waist. Koufax works 3-2. The pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball. Hits the deep left field. There goes Davis back up against the fence. He can't get it. It's over the fence for a home run. Davenport, the third hit and the third run off Sandy Koufax, was the signal for the Los Angeles bullpen to go into action. And I'll give you just one guess as to who is up and throwing. Eddie Roebuck. Old rubber arm down there in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Up at bat now for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Bailey, hitting at 223. He has 17 home runs this year. The pitch to him is inside for ball one. Bailey has driven in 44 runs for the ball club. He has split the catching duties here at San Francisco this year with young Tom Haller. Haller on the bench. He's a left-hand hitter. And, of course, Bailey catching with left-hander Koufax going. Ed Bailey waggles the wood. Leans over from the waist very sharply. Koufax works. Fastball. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. As in yesterday's affairs, and it's repeating here this afternoon, the great leveler weapon, the home run, has been very much in evidence. Koufax works 2-0. Bailey takes. The pitch is at the knees for a strike. Two balls and one strike. The right side of the Dodger infield deep, and at first base, Walls is about a step and a half off the line playing deep. Gilliam plucking up the hole between first and second, back on the rim of the outfield grass. Frank Howard in right field playing very deep for Bailey. Koufax works 2-1. Let up pitch is swung on and hit into right center field for base hit. Right past Jim Gilliam. Oh, Bailey is on with a single. Hit into right center. That will be hit number four given up by Koufax. Time is called now by Roseboro as he goes to the mound along with Andy Carey to have a talk with Sandy Koufax. Down in the bullpen, Eddie Roebuck is still cranking up.
Now the conference is broken up, and Koufax is ready to go to the next batsman, the number 8 hitter in the order, making his first appearance, shortstop Jose Pagan. On the air, Pagan had 7 home runs and 55 runs batted in for the Giants. Time is called. Here comes Leo DeRocher. He's going to talk to Koufax. This might be all for Sandy. Eddie Roebuck has been given just about enough time to get ready. Jose Pagan, a 253 hitter and a right-hand hitter, is the man up at the plate. And it looks as though Koufax is going to come out of there after having pitched one inning and pitched to two men here in the second. So Koufax is coming out of there. He's pitched one inning plus going to two men, Davenport and Bailey. Davenport hitting for a home run. And Bailey touched him for a line shot single past Gilliam in the right center field. So Koufax is coming out. Eddie Roebuck is coming on. Here's the fellow who battled a sore arm and went all the way down to the low minors and fought his way back to the major leagues. Eddie Roebuck trudging across the diamond right now to take up the pitching chores. Well, out of Pennsylvania, Eddie Roebuck. We'll check up on Roebuck's record for you. Roebuck has pitched 111 in the third innings. There's a round of applause for Koufax as he leaves the field. And while Koufax leaves the field, we'll pause for a moment for this message from our sponsor.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. Let's make light beer from Schlitz.
That made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good.
Real gusto in a great light beer.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Eddie Roebuck, a 6'2", 180-pound right-hander out of East Millsboro, Pennsylvania, who now lives in Lakewood, California, has taken over the mound for Walter Alston's Los Angeles Dodgers. Sandy Koufax started this ball game and has been responsible for all of the runs so far and, of course, all of the base hits. He's given up 2 home runs and a double and a single. He gave up a 2-run home run to Willie Mays in the first inning with a man aboard and 2 outs. Davenport touched him for a home run, leading off the second. Bailey singled into right center field, a line shot, and now Pagan is up there to face Eddie Roebuck. He turns and throws to first base just to keep Bailey close. Roebuck this year, used in relief only, has won 10 ball games and has lost 1. He's done a magnificent job for the Dodgers. His record with the San Francisco Giants, 1 win and no defeats. He comes set now and then whirls and throws to first base just to keep Bailey close again. They are expecting Jose Pagan perhaps to bunt. Andy Carey at third base comes crawling in as Eddie Roebuck comes set. Down comes that pitch, and there is the punt. Pushed down to third base line. Carey's going to hurry. He's up with the ball. Throws in time for the put out at first base. The sacrifice works beautifully, and Andy Carey made a fine play of it. It was one of those jury you don't play. Carey had to get that in his bare hand or miss his shot, and he got it and made the play. So it's a 5-3 put out if you're scoring it with us on the sacrifice. Bailey has moved down to second base in scoring position. And the batter is Billy Pierce, who is a pretty good hitting pitcher. He's driven in 5 runs for the ball club this year. And on 53 occasions at the plate, he's walked away with 12 base hits for a percentage of .226. Left-handed batter. Roebuck sidearms him, and the pitch is inside for ball 1. Roebuck will come a lot three-quarter overhand, some sidearm. to throw a slider pretty well, and it's the natural tendency to all of Roebuck's pitches, they sink. Eddie checks back over the right shoulder. Get a look at the runner at second base. That's Ed Bailey. Now he stretches and comes set. Delivers a sidearm. The swung on, hit down to the right side. Gilliam charges, digs it out of the dirt, throws the runner out at first base as Ed Bailey goes over to third. Oh, Billy Pierce is out from second to first. Coming up now is Harvey Keene. Two down, a runner at third base. First and second open. Harvey Keene, who flied to right field back in the first inning, coming up for his second whack at it this afternoon. Right-hand hitter. Score stands right now 3-0 in favor of San Francisco. Three runs on four hits. The L.A. Dodgers have yet to get a base hit off Billy Pierce. Roebuck takes his sign off from Roseboro. Bailey leads down at third base. Here comes that sidearm pitch. The crossfire's in there for the strike. No balls and one strike. The outfield for Keene, playing him as a punch hitter to right field. They're giving him a lot of alley in left center. Gilliam has pulled over a step or two towards second and playing deep behind the bag. Roebuck's pitch. Sidearmer swung on a miss. No balls, two strikes. Roseboro bluffed a throw down to third, and Bailey went scampering back. Roebuck asks Roseboro for the sign again and gets it. Then steps away from the play, steps away from the hill. Now he's set and ready to go. Ed Bailey taking his lead at third base. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Taken over but low. Count is one ball and two strikes. Chuck O'Connor walked out in front of the plate and kicked a cloud of dirt away. And he decides to walk out in front of the plate, get that ball from Roebuck and take a look at it. He takes it, looks at it, and throws it right back out to the mound, Eddie Roebuck. Harvey Keene is the batter here in the last half of the second inning. There are two outs. Eddie Bailey is at third base. Davenport led the inning off with a home run. Hit over the left field fence. Bailey followed with a line shot into right center for a single. Moved around to third on a sacrifice and a Billy Pierce ground out. Now Roebuck is ready. The 1-2 delivery. Sidearmer swung on a miss. For strike three. And that retires the side here in the last half of inning number two. Roebuck picking up the strikeout. First strikeout begotten by Dodger pitching. And here in the last half of the second inning, one run, there were two base hits. There were no errors, one man was left on. And the score at the end of two full innings of play now, it's the Giants 3 and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. Out on the mound, Willie Pierce has cranked up and he's just about ready to go. In case you tuned in with us late, we'll set the Giants for you again defensively. In case you are keeping score and you want to put your men in positions, at first base is Orlando Cepeda. The second baseman is Chuck Hiller. At shortstop, Jose Pagan. At third base, Jim Davenport. Out in left field is Harvey Keene. The center fielder, Willie Mays. And in right field, Philly Palou. Working the plate, the catcher, Ed Bailey. And out on the mound is Billy Pierce. Pierce record of 15-6. 1-1 with the Dodgers this year. He delivers a plate and carries swings on a pitch and hits a back foul. No balls, one strike. Andy Carey this year had but two home runs for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Had 12 runs driven in. Right-hand hitter, bats from a very severe crotch. Swings on the pitch and pops this one back foul. He comes up to the second tier out of play. I wouldn't want to hazard a guess as to how many people are here this afternoon, but it's got to be in the neighborhood of 39 to 40,000. This park holds 42.5. Billy Pierce now ready to pitch to Andy Carey. Here's the 0-2 delivery. An overhand fastball, and that's popped outside. One ball, two strikes. The outfield for Carey has fanned around to the left, and they're not playing him too deep. However, Harvey Keene in left field, playing straightaway in left, is the deepest outfielder. Fastball swung on, hit up the middle into center field for the base hit. Oh, Andy Carey is on. This is the first base hit off Billy Pierce. He had retired six men in order and has now been touched for a single. Willie Davis coming up to the plate. He's a left-handed batter. Fleet-footed center fielder of the Dodgers, hitting at 289 on the regular season with 21 home runs and 85 runs batted in. If there is a hole in the outfield, it will be in left center. However, during the course of this year, I have seen this fellow drop that ball into left center field. Perhaps the last time when he was sort of tommyhawking at it, maybe that's what he was trying to do. Top half of the third inning here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, the first of the playoff games, and it will go the best out of three. Right now, the Giants are out in front 3-0. The pitch is swung on. There is a ball drilled into left field. Harvey Keene back for it and grabs it. He almost misjudged that when he started to come in. Had to hurriedly retreat and reach up and snare it. Told you that this guy Davis would hit for the opposite field, and he just now did it. Andy Carey holding on at first base. Roebuck is coming up now. Teddy Roebuck. Roebuck is a batsman this year, and he's a pretty good hitting pitcher. Going along at 240. He's had three runs driven in, has hit no home runs. Right-handed batter. Holds that bat way down to the end. Pierce delivers to him, and Roebuck after it hits a high fly ball. This one is curving foul now and goes way up into the second tier off the left field side. When Eddie gets the good wood on that ball, he can spike it for you pretty well. Andy Carey is still a runner at first base. And incidentally, the first base runner the Dodgers have had all afternoon. They're trailing in the ballgame 3-0. The home run has been the big weapon for the Giants again this afternoon. Pitch, curveball, slam back up the middle. Charging is Pagan. He's up for the ball. Shovels over to second for one out. Throw to first, not in time. Nice play by Jose Pagan. He had to reverse himself to shovel to Hiller for the force out on Andy Carey coming in. He made that play. And Carey went barreling into second base to Hiller, and he couldn't get the play off to Cepeda fast enough. So Roebuck is on at first base on the force out of Carey at second from the shortstop to the second baseman covering. Roebuck at first now, and Maury Wills coming up to the plate. Maury is the leadoff man for the Dodgers and starting their second batting go-round. In the first inning, he popped up and out on a soft one to shortstop Pagan. Maury, a switch hitter, batting right-handed, of course, against Billy Pierce, moves forward at the plate and chokes up on the handle. Takes the pitch under the knees, and that's ball one. Three runs on four hits for the San Francisco Giants in his first of the playoff games. No runs, but one hit for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They've had quite a tough time of it in scoring runs. Pitch, swung on, slam foul at the third base side. One ball, one strike on Maury Wills. Prior to this ball game, the Los Angeles Dodgers had gone 21 innings without picking up a score. And they lost their last three ball games to the St. Louis Cardinals. And what a ball game it was yesterday, and what a win for Curt Simmons, the veteran left-hander. And what a home run was hit by Gene Oliver to run the National League into a tie. The pitch to the plate, Wills swings on it, loops it out into right field. Off to his right and under it is Philly Palou. He should have it. He does have it. And up retires the side. So in the third inning, a threat by Los Angeles, but that's it. No runs, one hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on. The score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, it is the San Francisco Giants 3 and the visiting Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. And we'll move along now into the last half of inning number 3. We will have as the batsman for the San Francisco Giants, second baseman Hiller. He'll be coming up for his second at-bat of the day. However, this time he will be facing Eddie Roebuck, who relieved starting pitcher Sandy Koufax in the second inning. Guess you tuned in with us late. Let us give you the scoring here in the ball game. Two runs were picked up by the San Francisco Giants in the first inning, and it happened this way.
And Harvey Keene led off and fly to right field for the first out, and Hiller then fouled out to Andy Carey. Philly Palou, the right fielder of the Giants, smashed a hot shot past Andy Carey down into the left field corner for a double. Willie Mays came to the plate then and cracked one over the right center field wall. A good shot of about 400 feet from home plate to drive in the pair. And the Giants then led over Sandy Koufax and the Dodgers 2-0. Cepeda then rolled out to first baseman Lee Walls to retire the side. In the second inning, it's all for Koufax. Roebuck came out of the bullpen, and despite the fact that Pagan then sacrificed Bailey to second, and Pierce moved him on over to third on a ground out, still the inning was ended when Keene struck out. So it's 3-0, and the Giants lead it. They're up at bat right now, and here's Hiller. Bluffs the bunt on the first pitch and takes it in there for the strike. Hiller, 0-1, having fouled out to Andy Carey, first inning. He's a choke hitter. Not a very big guy. He leans over the plate. Holds that bat high behind his left ear. Andy Roebuck, a side-wheeling right-hander, on a relief here for the Los Angeles Dodgers, has been used always in relief this year, and he has won 10 and lost 1. He's 1-0 with San Francisco. He delivers. There's a side armor drilled out to center field. Going back for it is Davis and makes the catch. Easy chance for him, and will he hold it in? So one out here in the bottom of the third inning, and that'll bring on Philly Palou, who started all of Roebuck's trouble back in the first inning when he hit that line shot double to left field. He started off today batting at 315. Of course, that double will help that batting percentage considerably. Philly digging in. He has an overly close stance with his left foot forward to the plate. First pitch is in there, taken for the strike. Roebuck is pretty adept at cross-firing the plate. He throws a pretty good slider. He'll pick up the outside corner knee-high on you many times. Roebuck ready to crank up again. Veteran right-hander rears back and pours the pitch in there, and it's swung on and hit down to third on a big hop. Carey has it. Makes his play to first base low, but Walls digs it out. And that's all for Philly Palou. Two down in the last half of the third inning, and a batter coming up now is Willie Mays. The San Francisco sports pages certainly did sing the praises of this guy in the morning editions. I guess he could have bought this town last night for 20 cents. He was the big hero. Sidearm pitches behind Willie Mays. He didn't know which way to jump. Finally cut away from it. I guess the most surprised party was Willie. He was jumping around there like a flamingo dancer. That'll be ball one to him. Ball thrown behind his back. As long as Roebuck's that wild, they won't be digging in too much on him. Sidearm pitch way inside again, right off the hips. Well, he had to jump back from that one to take ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, last half of the third inning. There are no base runners, and the Giants are leading in it 3-0. These two teams met in the 59 playoff, if you recall. Pitch is into the dirt. Out to ball three. Jock O'Connell whipping a ball out to pitcher's mound. Missed getting it out there altogether. Now for the 3-0 delivery on Willie Mays. Roebuck delivers it. Pitcher swung on. Doesn't get it. So the count now on Willie is 3-1. The Los Angeles Dodgers went into the World Series in 59 after having knocked off the San Francisco Giants. Pitches hit into left field. Single for Willie Mays. Drilled that one right through the hole at shortstop. That'll be hit number one off Roebuck, and it'll be the fifth hit up on the boards this afternoon for San Francisco. So as we find out what happens to Cepeda. We may have time for identification. See how the events turn out. Turn and throw to first base is not in time. Mays is back. Cepeda came up in the first inning and retired to side by bouncing down to first baseman Lee Walls. Unassisted put out for the third out. Roebuck cranks up, delivers. The pitch is swung on. There's a line shot on one hop to Wills. It's short. He plays it to Gilliam for the force out on Willie Mays coming down. So that retires the side here on a 6-4 count in the last half of inning number three. No runs, one hit. There was a man left off. And there were no errors. Score at the end of three. The Giants three. The Dodgers have nothing. And now for a bulletin to the NBC Newsroom and Ed Arnold.
Here is a bulletin from NBC News. A Justice Department statement just issued, says the state troopers were withdrawn last night from the campus of the University of Mississippi in contradiction to the assurances given by Governor Ross Barnett. The department statement says 150 state troopers had been seen sitting inside their cars a half mile from the campus during the riots. Meanwhile, at the state capitol in Jackson, Barnett, in a statewide radio and TV address, has urged Mississippians to maintain law and order, even though, in his words, our state has been invaded by federal forces. NBC News will interrupt the game for all important bulletins. Now back to Candlestick Park.
And coming up to the plate for the L.A. Dodgers, Jim Gilliam, switch hitter, up for his second at-bat. He came up in the first inning and fouled up and away and out to first baseman Cepeda. Billy Pierce on the mound makes the first pitch. There's a fastball in there for the strike. Billy Pierce has been very effective here this afternoon. A pair of strikeouts so far. He delivers again. The curve is just outside. One ball, one strike. Pierce has given up just one base hit to Los Angeles. That base hit came in the third inning, carried the leadoff man, singled up the middle. That was the extent of the hitting. Pierce works again. His curveball is slammed down to shortstop. Off to his right and up with a fake arm. Makes his play to first base in time. Well, Gilliam is out of there. One up, one down here in the top half of the fourth inning. That'll bring on Tommy Davis. Davis in the first inning hit one off the handle of the bat and popped it up to second baseman Hiller back in very short right field. 347 hitter at game time. National League batting champion for 1962. Had 227 hits to lead the league in that department and led the league in RBIs with 150. Right-hand batter. Pierce offers him a curveball and it's slammed out into left field. Harvey Keene flips the glasses. The left fielder should have it. It's an easy chance. He does have it. That's the second out. Two down. That's the fourth man to be retired since Andy Carey singled in the third. Frank Howard led off the second inning by striking out, giving Billy Pierce his first strikeout of the afternoon. Now Pierce is ready to work to this big guy. Little fall on the mound, delivers, big curveball, and that's high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Top half of the fourth inning. NBC very happy to be on the scene here at Candlestick, bringing you the action from Candlestick Park and San Francisco. Here's fastball. It's hit down off the foot of Howard Powell. Kicks out onto the diamond. The count is one ball and one strike on Frank Howard. Should Howard get on, first baseman Lee Walls will follow. Gets his sign now from Ed Bailey. Starts the 1-1 delivery. Kicks and throws. The pitch is swung on. There's a tremendously high pop-up over the infield. A guy on the shortstop says he'll take it, and he does take it. Oh, that's all for the Dodgers here in the top half of the fourth inning. They go down in 1-2-3 order with nothing across. So the score now at the end of 3.5 innings of play at Candlestick Park. It's the Giants in their own ball yard, 3. And the missing Los Angeles Dodgers, nothing. orchestra sounding off down back of left field, and the folks here at Candlestick getting into a festive mood, we move into the last half of the fourth inning. And it will be Jim Davenport to lead things off, as he did in the second. But this time, he'll be facing Eddie Roebuck and not Sandy Koufax. Davenport's only time at bat came in the second inning when he led off with a home run poked over the left field screen. He'll be followed by Ed Bailey, the catcher, and then we'll have the shortstop Pagan batting in the number eight position. Jim Davenport moving up to the plate now. Soft-spoken Alabaman who now makes his home here in California. During the course of the year, we've had plenty of opportunity to talk to this guy, and he's quite a competitor. Jimmy Davenport moving in. At game time, he was batting at 294. He's hit his 14th home run of the year now with the one he hit in this ball game, running that tally up 214. Sidearm pitch from Roebuck. The sweeper is outside. That's ball one. Outfield is fanned to the left for Jimmy. They're playing him deep. Absolutely no wind at all here this afternoon. Pitch swung on. There's a trickler off to the left of the plate foul. One ball and one strike now on Jim Davenport. Ordinarily, when you visit Candlestick Park, you can expect the wind to be blowing off the bay and coming right at you. But the weatherman has been most kind this afternoon in giving us summer atmosphere all the way. The temperature's got to be in the high 70s, perhaps in the 80s. There's a sidearm fastball that's low and outside, and Davenport's count now is two balls and one strike. I've asked several of the native folks around here. Pitch swung on. There's a foul ball hit off the third base side. Count is two balls, two strikes. I ask if this were the type of weather that we could expect in San Francisco this time of year. And our producer, Hal Ashby, said, "Oh, no." I said, "We're having summer here, fella. Where you been?" Well, whatever it is, it's a beautiful day in San Francisco. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Sidearm swung on and poked foul off the first base side. That'll go to the crowd out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Jim Davenport. Things have settled down considerably since the hectic moments of the first couple of innings. We're in the bottom of the fourth here at San Francisco with the Giants leading it 3-0 on five base hits. Two of which have been home runs. One a two-run home run hit by Willie Mays, his 48th of the year. And Davenport hit one in the second. The base is empty. Right now, Jim swings and fouls one down the third base side. So his count is two balls and two strikes. Ed Bailey hanging around will be the next hitter. Certainly was a catcher's day yesterday, too, in that home run hitting department. And the drama that was played out in two parts and in two acts, 450 miles apart. Ed Bailey hitting a home run here. Oliver hitting one down at Dodger Town. Pitch inside. Look out, Jim. Right under the chin. Three balls, two strikes. Eddie Roebuck, the Dodger pitcher, seems to be sighting down the barrel before he cuts it loose. Roebuck takes a sign from Roseboro. Starts to see 3-2 motion. Delivers. Pitch is swung on. Fell to center field. Backboard goes Willie Davis. Under it makes the catch. So that's all for Davenport. Hits it straightaway center. One away here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and that will bring on Ed Bailey. Ed Bailey singled on a line shot past Gilliam into right center field when he came up in the second inning, so he's one for one this afternoon. At game time, he was a .223 hitter with 17 home runs, 44 runs driven in. Left-handed batter. Leans over the plate. Pitch to him is a soft curve. It stays high and outside. This is the same Ed Bailey who was quite a shining light for the Cincinnati Reds a couple of years back. In rides the next pitch, and Bailey takes a look at it, and that costs him. One ball, one strike count. Bro
Buck rocks back, twists and throws. There's that sidearm. It's one on. There's a long drive deep to right field. That could be. There's Howard back by the fence. He's reaching up and taking it. That guy actually reached up above the fence. Or at least it seemed so from our NBC booth here. So he reached up above the fence to take that one. But Bailey is out. Frank Howard had him played just right. Well, there are two outs here in the last half of the fourth inning, and that will bring on shortstop Pagan. He's not a very big guy, this fellow Pagan. But he covers that short field. Eddie Roebuck ready to pitch to him. Fires in there right off the point of the chin, ball one. Pagan sacrificed successfully in the second inning and moved Ed Bailey down to second base. So he hasn't been up officially yet. Swings on a fastball and doesn't get it. One ball and one strike. Pagan, 5 feet nine, weighs about 165 pounds. He comes from Puerto Rico. Barcelona to Puerto Rico. Sidearm pitch to him is swung on. Field back foul. Count is one ball, two strikes on Jose. He stands rather deep at the plate and away from it. He'll step into the pitches as they're made. Hitting in the number eight spot for the Giants this year, he's managed to come up with a .253 batting average, 55 runs driven in, and has hit seven home runs. Last half of the fourth inning, there are two outs, nobody on, and the Giants are leading it 3-0 on five base hits. The Dodgers have picked up just one base hit. That was Andy Carey's single up the middle back in the third inning. The runner didn't get any farther than first base. Sidearm pitch, called strike three. Well, that's all for Pagan. He's called out on strikes here. That retires the side in the last half of inning number four, and Roebuck picks up his second strikeout of the afternoon. So at the end of four full innings of play, the score is the Giants 3 and the Dodgers nothing. Now a message from our sponsor.
It tastes so good.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Al Helfer back here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco for NBC. We have had four innings of play here at Candlestick in this first game of the playoff series. And the totals for four innings of play, three runs, five hits, no errors for San Francisco. The Giants have left two men on. And for the Los Angeles Dodgers, no runs but one hit off a tough left-hander named Billy Pierce. And that was a single. No runs, one hit, no errors. They have stranded one man. Lee Walls is the batsman up at the plate right now to start the fifth. He's 0 for 1. Off the short, his first time out. Takes a pitch low for ball one. Lee Walls was hitting .269 at game time. Bespectacled right-hand hitter. Pierce comes in with a curveball and runs it right down the pike. One ball, one strike. Got some activity going down in the bullpen now for Los Angeles. We'll check up on that man for you in a moment. Pierce delivers. The pitch is swung on by Walls. There's a high fly ball hit into a relatively short right field. Cepeda is back on. Haru comes on and makes the pitch. So that's all for Walls. Philly Palou making catch here in the top half of the inning.
Down in the bullpen, right-hander Larry Sherry is up and starting to throw for Los Angeles. Larry Sherry. Johnny Roseboro, the batter. He was called out on strikes in the second. He's 0 for 1. Billy Pierce cranks up. The little left-hander delivers, and the pitcher swung on there as a drive to right field. And Lou backs up near the fence. Should have it. Does have it. There's the second out. Two up. Two down in the top half of inning number 5. Now coming up to the plate is the guy who possesses the only base hit the Los Angeles Dodgers now own. That's Andy Carey. And he singled up the middle in the third inning. Willie Davis followed him with a line shot out to the left fielder, Harvey Keene. And then Eddie Roebuck, making his first appearance as a batsman, forced Andy Carey out at second base from short to second. The inning was ended when Wills flied to right field. Billy Pierce ready. Delivers to Carey, a right-hand hitter. It's swung on. Strike one. Andy spraddles out in batter's box. Four and a half all the way across here. Down comes the pitch. Inside off the shoe tops. One ball, one strike count on Andy Carey. Larry Sherry still throwing down in the L.A. bullpen. Tall, slender right-hander. Pierce is ready. Cranks up. Delivers one and one. His fastball swung on. Missed. Strike two. Asks for the sign again and gets it from Bailey. Now he's ready to go. In comes the pitch. Just outside. 25 scoreless innings so far for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they haven't scored yet in this one. There are two down, nobody on. So if they did not score in this one, it will be 26 straight scoreless innings. Having a rough way of it to go. Overhand fastball. Swung on the strike three. 26 scoreless innings. Billy Pierce brings up his third strikeout. So in the top half of the fifth inning, nothing across for LA. And the score at the end of four and a half innings of play remains the Giants 3, and the Dodgers have nothing. We'll move along now into the last half of inning number 5. And the first batter up for San Francisco will be their pitcher, Billy Pierce. Eddie Roebuck going back out to the mound now for Los Angeles. In case you hooked up with us late, Sandy Koufax started this ball game and got through the first inning, giving up two hits, a double to Billy Ballew and Willie Mays' home run, which put him behind 2-0. And then in the second inning, he was tagged immediately by the first batter up, Davenport, for a home run to make the score 3-0. He pitched to the next man, Bailey, and Bailey hit a rifle shot into right center for a single, and that was all for Sandy. Eddie Roebuck came on to put out the fire, and he's been on there ever since. Roebuck, by the way, has given up just one of the 5 hits that the San Francisco Giants have picked up to this moment. Adam C. out on the mound now, cranking up, getting ready to face the Giants in the last half of this fifth inning. Please remember that tomorrow's ball game will come to you from Dodger Stadium down in Los Angeles. We'll be with you at the same time as we were this afternoon. And the World Series will be heard over 3 of these same stations starting on Thursday. And it will open in the National League Park, so it means that it will open either here at San Francisco or down at Los Angeles. Of course, it all depends on how this playoff series comes out. You know, it's the best out of 3. They've got to win 2 out of the 3 to be crowned the champions of the National League. So it'll be a bitter battle for the next 48 hours, at least, to see who's going to represent the National League against the New York Yankees in the Ball Classic this year. Now, here's Billy Pierce, who rolled out to the right side to Jim Gilliam in the second inning. Roebuck comes to him, and the ball is hit out in front of the plate. Roebuck off the mound, up with it, hurries his throw to first in plenty of time, and that's it, as far as Pierce is concerned. Grounds out from pitcher to first base. One away in the last half of the fifth inning, and coming up now is Harvey Keene. Keene is starting the third batting go-round for San Francisco. Veteran right-hand hitter flied to right field back in the first inning and struck out in the second. strikeout victims of Roebuck. Steady Eddie on the mound is over his head now. Twists and throws. There's that sidearm delivery, and it cracks in there for the strike. No balls and one strike. For Harvey Keene, the outfield is shaded slightly to right field. Oh, and the outfield's in left center. He looks at another sweeper, and this one's low and outside, and that runs his count to one ball and one strike. Roebuck kicking dirt, pitches mound, getting smoothed out, fixed up to his liking. Keene patiently waiting for him at the plate. There is no more activity now in the Dodger bullpen. Larry Sherry has gone back to sit down. Now the 1-1 pitch from Roebuck. Sidearmer is taken just outside, about waist high. Two balls, one strike. Well, certainly has been an exciting race in the National League this year. Sidearm pitch. Keene pumps it back foul over the screen. His count is two balls, two strikes. And it's been exciting in the National League all the way around this year, watching two new entries come into the National League, moving the schedule up to 162 games rather than the 154-game schedule we'd had previously. So this will be the first time in a 162-game schedule that a playoff has been called for, has been needed. The 2-2 pitch, sidearm way outside. He gets away from Roseboro, goes all the way back to the screen. The count is three balls and two strikes on Harvey Keene. One out here in the last half of inning number five. There are no base runners, and the Giants are leading it 3-0 on five base hits. We've had two home runs here this afternoon. Mays hit a two-run home run in the first inning. Davenport a solo affair in the second. The pitch is swung on, a slow bounder to third. Carey up with it, makes his play to first base in time, and Keene is out. Nice play by Andy Carey. He had to come in and short off that ball. Chuck Diller, left-hand hitting second baseman, coming up there now. One of the most unexpected things in the National League this year was the necessity of a playoff, but it has happened. Sidearm pitch to Hiller, swung on and hung out into center field. Galloping over to his right, board and under is Willie Davis, makes a basket catch, and that retires the side here in the fifth inning. Nice catch by Davis in center. Nothing across in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the score at the end of five full innings of play remains the Giants 3, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. Out of the mound, Willie Pierce. Cranking up, getting ready for the top half of the sixth inning, and Willie Davis is being called up to the plate now by plate umpire Jeff O'Connell. Stan Landis was forced to fill in for Al Barlick, who wasn't able to make the plane connections in time from the East Coast to get over here for the playoff. So Landis is at third base. We have Conlon behind the plate, Dusty Vargas at first, and Augie Donatelli, the senior umpires in the group, working this one today. Billy Pierce now comes to the plate. Pitch is swung on. There's a bounding ball to first. The plate is up with it on a nice backhand stab, and races to first and wins it. No, Davis is out. We're going to have a batsman now up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And let's see who's going to come up there doing the swinging. McMillan, right-hand hitter, is coming up to bat for Roebuck. Standing in. Takes the pitch in after the strike. Slams his next pitch, and there's a line shot past Davenport down into the left field corner. That's in there for a base hit. He starts to dig for second base as he makes a big wide turn at first and decides he better hold on. As Harvey Keene had that ball in a big hurry. There is the second Dodger hit. Ken McMillan batting for Roebuck, singles to left field. My Wills,
Schlitz comes up now. He's the leadoff man. Ken McMullen was with the Reno Ball Club last year. Oxnard, California boy. Pretty good size fella. He's 6'3", weighs 190 pounds. I think we're going to have a runner for him also. Shortstop Krasuski, utility infielder, shortstop Krasuski is coming in to run. He's running for McMillan. Krasuski. At the plate now is Moy Wills. And the pitch to Moy is in there for the strike. Dick Krasuski from Island, Pennsylvania, has just taken over the position at first base, the runner at first base position. He's running for McMullen, who batted for Eddie Roebuck. Down the bullpen, we have Bob Bolin getting ready for the Giants. The pitch is swung on. There's a little nut pop-up. Back by shortstop. McGahn reaches up and grabs it. Krasuski holds on to first base. A Wills pops up and out for the second time to his opposing shortstop, Jose Pagan. There are two outs. There is a runner at first base, and the batter is Jim Gilliam. Still, of course, Jim is hitting right-handed. He's a switch hitter. Billy Pierce is ready to go to work here on Jim Gilliam. He's gotten Junior twice on a foul ball to the first baseman and a ground out to shortstop. He comes set, checks the runner, Krasuski at first base, delivers, the pitch is a curve low, ball one. So we'll have Sherry coming on now in the Dodger cause. The last half of the sixth inning. Pitch is in tight up against Gilliam's chest, and it hits the handle, the bat scoots away for a strike. So the count is one ball, one strike on Jim. There are two outs here in the top half of the sixth inning. Krasuski running for McMillan, who batted for Roebuck, is on at first base. Bob Bolin cranking up down in the bullpen for the Giants. Larry Sherry in the bullpen for the Dodgers. We know the Dodgers are going to have a new pitcher. Pierce is ready. Delivers, pitch inside off the fist. Two balls and one strike to count on Jim Gilliam. If Gilliam gets on, Tommy Davis, a big slugger of the Los Angeles Dodgers, will be up there. Time is called. Here comes Alvin Dark out on the playing field. He wants to talk to Billy Pierce. And while he takes that time, let us pause right here for station identification.
The Go Show, the
No
Show, like the Go Show by Chevrolet for
63. Among the stars of the Go Show, the 63 Chevrolet with the jet smooth look of luxury, plus important new easy care features. See your Chevrolet dealer now.
WGY Schenectady Bank at Troy Savings Bank Troy, where your savings earn up to 4% annually. Deposits made by October 15th earn dividends from the 1st at Troy Savings Bank Troy.
Delivered his words of wisdom to Billy Pierce. He's gone back to the Giant dugout. The MGR man is sit down now, and Jim Gilliam's up there pumping the wood. His count is two balls and one strike. Pierce checks his runner, Krasuski, at first base, and comes to the plate with a fastball, and it's just a little low. That'll be ball three to Gilliam. Three balls and one strike. Jim looks down to third base to see what kind of sign Leo DeRocher might be relaying from manager Alston. Jim leaning over the plate, guarding it from behind. Now the 3-1 pitch to him. Pierce cuts a loose off curve outside. Ball four. Well, Gilliam throws a stick away and becomes a base runner. That moves Krasuski down to second. And this is as far as anybody has gotten on the base pass for the Los Angeles Dodgers here this afternoon. So coming up to the plate now, Tommy Davis represents the tying run. The Giants are leading it 3-0 here in the top half of the sixth inning. There are two outs. There are runners on at first and second. Gilliam, having walked, picking up the first base on balls from Pierce, and that's only his 35th base on balls this year. Jim Gilliam is at first, and at second base is Krasuski, who is running for McMullen, who batted for Eddie Roebuck.
Davis has popped to second base and has flied to left. So Tommy's 0 for 2 this afternoon. Both runners for Los Angeles playing it rather close to the vest. Drazewski taking short lead. Now Lincoln's at by step or two. Pitch to the plate is swung on, drilled into right center field. Over for it is Alou. He's under the catch. So the Dodgers threat goes by the boards here in the top half of the sixth inning. No runs. There was one base hit coupled with a walk. Two men were left on, and there were no errors. Only three men have been stranded now by the Los Angeles Dodgers in going to bat six times, and they've gone 27 scoreless innings. They score at the end of 5.5 innings of play. Remains the Giants 3, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. The pitchers for tomorrow's ball game have been announced. That is, Alvin Dark has announced his pitcher, and manager Alston is still on the fence as far as his selection is concerned. Tomorrow it will be Jack Sanford going for the San Francisco Giants. And he will face either Stan Williams, Rickert, or perhaps Drysdale. It all depends on how this ball game comes out. But Alston may be coming back with Don Drysdale after a very short rest. I think Van Nuys' right-hander has been the workhorse on the staff for the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. Flashed quite a record for himself, and he's quite a dependable pitcher. Austin, of course, is depending right now on Larry Sherry as he sends him in. Larry Sherry, tall right-hander, has appeared in 57 ball games for his club this year. He's pitched 89 and two-thirds innings. His earned run average is 3.01. Larry Sherry. Larry has saved 10 ball games for the Dodgers this year. He's second only to Baranowski in that department. Baranowski having saved 19. Larry Sherry's record is 7 wins and 3 losses. 7 wins and 3 losses. This is Sherry doing the pitching. Comes in with a fastball and rips it in there to Billy Palou. That's strike one. Roseborough signs up for the pitch. Sherry cuts it loose. That's a let-up pitch, and that's inside. One ball, one strike. As far as the record with the San Francisco Giants this year is concerned, Sherry has none. He's going over with him. Pitch is swung on. There's a high popper and foul ground off the first base side. Lee Wall's chasing. Hunter should have it. He has it. Oh, there's the first out. Billy Palou fouls out the first baseman, Lee Wall. Now the batter coming up to the plate is Willie Mays. Willie Mays has been a rip starter in this ball game. He's driven in 2 of the 3 runs the Giants now possess. He's had a home run and a single. Home run to right center field over the fence and a single to left. That was back in the third inning. He did not get any farther than first base, however. The pitch to him is in there for the strike. Larry Sherry, the third pitcher to be used here this afternoon by Walter Alston. Very close on that pitch to Willie Mays. He really had to jump away from that one. One ball and one strike. Larry Sherry, Los Angeles boy all the way, born, raised there, still lives there. Mays after his next pitch and fouls it back into the screen. One ball, two strike count on old Say Hey. Willie started off today batting at 302 with 47 home runs. Hit his 48th in the first inning, 2-run affair. Giants puffed out to a 2-0 lead and crossed it to cake a little more with a run in the second. They're leading it 3-0. L.A. has picked up just 2 base hits. 2 singles off Billy Pierce. Pitch inside off the chin point, and Willie Mays' count now is 2 balls, 2 strikes. The
Manager Alston's observation last evening was a simple one. Pitch swung off of Mays. There's a high drive deep to right field. Way back in there. Hit his second home run here this afternoon. And here's Cepeda up there taking the pitch in there for a ball. Inside up against the body. Willie Mays, his 49th home run to put the Giants out in front 4-0. Pitch to Cepeda is low. That's ball two. Willie Mays hit that one over the right field screen. A pretty good sized poke here at Candlestick. Ball had to go about 400 feet to get over that screen, as far back as it went. Sidearm pitch to Cepeda is in there for the strike. The count is 2-1. Willie Mays has driven in 3 of the 4 runs here this afternoon. He's been on a rampage. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball flipped in there under the knees. 3 balls and 1 strike. With one out, Mays connected for his 49th home run of the year. 47 of them hit in the regular 162-game schedule, 2 here in the playoff game. Pitch under the letters, but for strike. Cepeda now has a full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on. 4-0 in favor of the Giants. Sherry works, the pitch is swung on. It's a high drive to deep left field. As Davis room, he has run. There it goes. Home run of the year. Drives it high over the left field fence. That is the second hit and the second run off Larry Sherry, and the Giants lead it 5-0. Here's Jim Davenport. Sherry tries the curve on him and gets it in there for the strike. That is Orlando Cepeda's first hit this afternoon. He now has 113 runs driven in for his ball club this year. Ron Paranowski, the left-hander, up in the bullpen now for the Dodgers, as the pitch is made to the plate inside, and the count is 1-1. So Alston has a left and right-hander up. Now the left-hander sits down, the right-hander continues. Pitch is swung on, nice shot, base hit, left field. Davenport slams one to left on the line. That will be hit number 3, given up by Sherry. Hit number 8 for San Francisco as they continue to wade into the Los Angeles pitching. Got a right-hander up throwing now for Walter Alston Company. Let's see who that is down in the bullpen. That'll be Smith, Jack Smith. Jack Smith, the Atlanta boy. Chunky right-hander cranking up down in the bullpen for Walter Alston. Larry Sherry has been getting his bumps here in the sixth inning. He came on in the last half of the sixth inning in relief of Eddie Roebuck. Ed Bailey, the batter, 1 out, 1 on here. Davenport at first base. Sherry checks that runner, delivers the plate. Bailey, a left-hand hitter, takes it low, ball one. Every one of the runs the Giants now possess have been the results of home runs. There have been 4 of them hit here. Soft curveball. Bailey takes it low. 2 balls, no strike. Willie Mays hit a 2-run home run in the first inning. Here comes Will DeRocher out to talk to Sherry. That may be all for him. Davenport followed in the second with a solo up there.
Then in the sixth inning, Willie Mays, with the bases empty, repeated to hit his 49th home run of the year. And Orlando Cepeda falls back-to-back with him, hitting his 35th. That accounted for all the runs for the San Francisco Giants, and Sherry is coming out of the ballgame. That's going to be all for him. He's pitched one-third of an inning. And he goes. Coming on will be Jack Smith. Checking up on Smitty for you. He's a 6 foot, 185 pound right-hander. Came out of Pineville, Kentucky, makes his home now in Atlanta, Georgia. And he did his pitching last year for Atlanta, where he won 12 and lost 7. Well, let's see, if memory serves me rightly, Killebrew, that Minnesota had 48 home runs this year. In the regular season in the American League, Willie Mays has now hit 49. Pretty tough customer this Mays, huh? Jack Smith is coming on. He'll be appearing in his seventh ball game for the L.A. Dodgers. He's pitched only 8 innings, however. He's given up 8 hits, 5 runs, and all 5 of them were earned. He has passed 4 men and has struck out 5. His earned run average is 5.63. He has no record. He's 0-0 with the league and 0-0, of course, with the San Francisco Giants. Please remember, this ball game still belongs to starting pitcher Sandy Koufax, who was belted out in the second inning. And while Smith warms up out there and gets ready to pitch to Ed Bailey, now a message from our sponsor. Eight innings, however. He's given up 8 hits, 5 runs, and all 5 of them were earned. He has passed 4 men and has struck out 5. His earned run average is 5.63. He has no record. He's 0-0 with the league and 0-0, of course, with the San Francisco Giants. Please remember, this ball game still belongs to starting pitcher Sandy Koufax, who was belted out in the second inning. And while Smith warms up out there and gets ready to pitch to Ed Bailey, now a message from our sponsor.
Company, Milwaukee, and other cities.
Up at the plate, Ed Bailey. And Smith has taken over on the mound. He's ready to fire now on the 3-1 count. Delivers low, ball 4. Oh, Bailey is on, moving Davenport down to second base. Coming up to the plate now will be Jose Pagan. With one out, runners to first and second. Gone hitting right-handed, has sacrificed and has been called out on strike, so he's 0 for 1 here this afternoon. Two big runs have come piling in here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Giants are leading in the ballgame 5-0. Jack Smith, right-hander, comes set, delivers. Soft curveball, low and outside. The count is 1 ball and no strike. Outfield, slightly shaded to left, the hole in the outfield, and right center for Pagan. This has been a tough ballpark for the Dodgers this year. Fastball to the plate is low. Down to 2 balls, no strikes. Of the 9 ball games that were played here in the regular season,
between these two clubs. The Los Angeles Dodgers were able to win only three of them, and they dropped six to San Francisco, and it was just reversed down at Dodgertown. Jose Pagan getting his sign now from the old Carolina Comet. Whitey Lockman down behind first base. Runners to first and second. Smith delivers. The pitch is taken way inside. Take all the way. Three balls, no strikes. Davenport, the runner at second base. Bailey is the runner at first. One out. Third base is open. McGon, the number eight hitter in the order, will be followed by pitcher Billy Pierce. 5-0 in favor of San Francisco. Smith delivers. In there for the strike. McGon gave him a little fancy dance, pulling the bat down off the shoulder, trying to distract Andy's attention, but he wasn't successful. 3-1 count. Smith now is just one pitch away from loading them up here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Comes set now. Delivers on the 3-1 count. The pitch is in there for strike two. The take all the way. Full count, 3-2. Now with one out, Davenport at second base and Bailey at first could be on the move. We'll keep an eye on them to see how they're going to operate against this barrel-chested right-hander. Outfield playing just about straight away for Pagan, and they're not playing too deep. Infield, their normal positions, playing at double play depth. Smith taking plenty of time, gets his sign from Roseboro. There's the mid up as a target. Smitty comes set. Overhand fastball, swung on a miss, strike three. The runner's plate, the throw goes down to third. Carey's got the ball waiting for the runner moving down from third. That's Davenport. So actually, it's a double play. On this double play, McGon strikes out, and the throw from the catcher Roseboro down to Andy Carey gets Davenport attempting to move into third base. So that's it here in the last half of the sixth inning. There was a man left on. There were two runs on two base hits, both home runs. Make that three base hits, two home runs and a single. So the score at the end of six full innings of play now. It's the Giants 5, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. Frank Howard, who has plenty of power, and he's demonstrated it on quite a few occasions this year, 31 of them, as a matter of fact, in the home run department, is stepping up to the plate. Now, here today, he has struck out and popped the shortstop. And the ball he hit the shortstop, had that cut up into singles, he'd have a million of them. It's a sky-high thing. He's 0 for 2. Pierce fires the fastball to him. Right in there for the strike. Billy Pierce cranks up again. There's that slow curve. Oh, boy. Howard almost broke his back on that one. He, like you, lose his uniform, shirt, and everything. He was really going for the fences. The boys in the trade say he was swinging for the downs. No balls, two strikes on Frank Howard. There's the fastball outside. One ball, two strike count. Tried to get Howard to go for a bat. Well, the Giant fans are now sort of settled back into a rather complacent mood. Their ball comes out in front 5-0. They're spinning the web out of the mound, delivers fastball. Howard strikes out. Strikeout number four for Billy Pierce. He's got Howard twice. One out here in the top of the seventh inning, and about an hour's Lee Walls. Walls has popped the shortstop and has flied the right field. Right-hand hitter standing just off the plate. Pierce tries a curve on him this time, and it's outside. That's ball one. Going to have some action down in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Walls waiting at the plate now for the next pitch to be cut loose. And it rides. Fastball swung on and slugged out in center field. Willie Mays off to his left. He should have it. He does. Down in the bullpen, left-hander young Pete Rickard is throwing for Los Angeles. He He was mentioned as one of the possible starters in tomorrow's game down at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. However, three names were given us, Williams, Rickett, and Drysdale. After all, manager Alston will be going all out to try to stem the tide here and get his ball club into the World Series. Rosebar off the plate swings on the pitch and hits a long fly ball deep to right field. Alou is drifting back under. Easily takes it into the outfield. 28 innings now for the L.A. Dodgers without picking up a run. They go quietly here in this one. Nothing across. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings of play now. It is the Giants 5. The Dodgers have nothing. And we'll move along here now into the last half of inning number 7. We'll be taking a look at Billy Pierce. He'll be the first man up. We expected to see Pierce in the last half of the sixth inning, but Pagan struck out into a double play. Willie Pierce gets a round of applause as he steps up to the plate. Billy has been up twice, hasn't hit a ball out of the infield. He's rolled a second and tapped back to the mound. He's 0-2. Smith pitches to him, and there's a bounding ball off to the left of the plate foul. Sandy Koufax began this ball game and lasted one inning and pitched to two men in the second inning, Davenport and Bailey, and was Derek out of there for Roebuck, who went the next four. The pitch at the plate runs the count to 1-1. And Sherry came on and pitched 1/3 of an inning. Gave up two runs and three hits. The pitch swung on. Pierce, he misses 4-2. 1-2. And Jack Smith was called upon in the sixth inning to put out the fire. He's out there pitching now. Right-hander throws a curveball to a left-hand hitter, and Pierce fouls it away. Count stays 1-2. The defense on the inside for the Dodgers this afternoon has Walls at first base, Gilliam at second, Wills at shortstop, and Andy Carey at third. Smith's fastball is outside. Count is 2-2 now on Billy Pierce. Out in left field, Tom Davis, Willie Davis in center, and in right field, Frank Howard. Smith works the plate with an overhand fastball, and Pierce strikes out. Well, for young Smith, that's his second strikeout. Roebuck had a pair of strikeouts, so only four Giants have gone down for the strikeout route here this afternoon. Coming up to the plate now, the leadoff man, starting the fourth batting go-round for the Giants, Harvey Keene. He's gone hitless today and three times up. He's flied to right, he's struck out, and he has rolled out to the third baseman. Smith delivers an overhand fastball, and that's inside, right off the chin point. 1-0. We're in the last half of the seventh here at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Pitch shaded inside. 2-0. The NBC Sports microphones bringing you all of the action from a crowded ballpark here this afternoon. And we'll be doing the same tomorrow from Dodger Town in Los Angeles. Four home runs slammed here by the Giant Power. There's a fastball ripped across the carpet to shortstop. Gilliam digs it out of the dirt, makes his play to first in plenty of time, and that's all for Harvey Keene. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and the batter coming up now is Chuck Hiller. Hiller today came up in the first inning and fouled out to third baseman Carey. Then since that time, has squared out twice to center field to Willie Davis. And the outfield playing him straight away and not too deep as a slight wind kicks up now coming out of left field. Pitch is swung on. There's a line shot to center field for the base wrap. Davis up with it. Fires it back into Gilliam. And with two outs, Hiller is single to center. That will be hit. Number 1 off Smith. Number 9 for San Francisco. Billy Palou is the batsman. The right fielder has doubled and rolled to third and fouled out to first base and has scored one run. Swings on this pitch. The high popper into very short left field. Back goes Mari Wills. The shortstop. He's got it. So that's all there is to the last half of inning number 7
And in the seventh, no runs. There was one base hit. There was a man left on. That'll be the fourth left on for the Giants in going back seven times. And the score at the end of seven innings of play. The Giants 5, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. The first man up here in the top half of the eighth inning will be Andy Carey. He represents the start of the last third of the batting order for Los Angeles. He owns one of the two base hits Billy Pierce has coughed up here this afternoon. I tell you, this guy from Detroit has been tough. Andy Carey hitting right-handed. Carey singled up the middle back in the third inning, struck out his second time up. That was in the fifth. Pierce takes a sign from Bailey, who has gone all the way behind the plate with him. Curveball flipped in and over, strike one. Ortega is throwing down in the bullpen again for Los Angeles, which leads us to believe that they'll hit for Smith here in the seventh inning, in the eighth inning. The pitch, outside. One ball, one strike. The Dodgers have gone seven scoreless innings today, having been shut out so far on two hits by Billy Pierce, and 28 innings they have gone scoreless in play. The pitch is outside to Carey. His count now rides off to two balls and one strike. Jock O'Connell working the plate here this afternoon. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Got a fastball and swung on and popped up back to first base. The Pedro goes back on the grass in right field near the line and holds it down. So Carey's out of there. Makes him 1-for-3 this afternoon, and we're moving along here in the top half of the eighth inning. Willie Davis is the batter. Davis hit the ball well in the third inning, but hit a line shot to Harvey Keene in left field. Then in the sixth inning, he rolled out first baseman Cepeda. So Davis is 0-2. The Dodger bats have been strangely quiet over the past about a week or so. Curveball is at the knees for a strike. Cranks up, serves the pitch, and it's swung on and lifted back over the screen into the crowd. Or strike two. It's hard to believe, actually, when you stop to think about it, that as late as August the 9th, Los Angeles was 5.5 games out in front of the San Francisco Giants. And on September the 22nd, the Giants were 4 back and had 8 to play. Pitch. Strike three, right down the pipe. Oh, Davis is out of there. Strikeout number 5 for Pierce. Of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers have dropped some very crucial ball games, namely to St. Louis, both at down at St. Louis and at Dodger Town. That's the way this great game of baseball goes. That's what makes it a great game it is. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow or the tomorrow after that. We're going to have a pinch hitter up there now going for Smith. It's Doug Camilli, right-hand hitting catcher. Remember having seen his daddy play much fine ball at first base in the National League. Doug Camilli takes high. Spits. Makes the count two balls, no strikes to young Doug. He's been sharing the catching duties with Roseboro. He's appeared in 42 ball games for the Dodgers this year, hitting a 271 right now. Four home runs and 22 runs batted in. Takes a letter pitch on the outside. That's ball three. Doug Camilli batting for Smith. There's a pitch right across the middle. Three balls, one strike. Down in the bullpen, Ortega has been throwing, and it's all will be he coming on to pitch in the last half of the eighth inning. Pierce delivers. Camilli takes that caution. That's enough for strike two. got to have some activity down the bullpen also for the Giants. Big Don Larson, right-hander up starting to throw, along with Stu Miller. Pierce delivers 3-2. Camilli swings and puts it back foul, almost under our NBC microphone. Three balls and two strikes. Automatic climbs back in, waiting for the next 3-2 pitch. There's that 3-2 pitch foul lane. Right back off the mask of great umpire Jocko Conlon. Three balls, two strikes. There are two outs here in the top half of the eighth inning. The bases are empty. Young Doug Camilli, son of Dolph Camilli, up there batting for the L.A. Dodgers. Hitting for pitcher Jack Smith. Comes the pitch, and young Doug's after it, and wraps her foul down the third baseline. New ball in play to Billy Pierce. Don Larson and Stu Miller continue to crank up down in the Giants bullpen just in case Billy Pierce should falter here in the late stages. Bill Ortega is just about through warming up down in the bullpen for L.A. Fast ball, Camilli after it, hits a line shot up the alley in left center field. I think that's going to be in there. It's up against the fence as Willie Mays grabs it. There goes Camilli. It's a stand-up two-bagger for young fella. Doug Camilli. It's a double to left center field. That will be hit number three off Pierce. Now the batter coming up will be Mari Will. Camilli, the runner at second with two outs here in the top half of the eighth inning. Wills is coming up for his fourth at-bat. Twice he has popped the shortstop, once he has flied to right. At game time, he was batting at 299. Mari Wills, a switch hitter, batting right-handed against this left-hander. Takes a cut at this pitch and grounds it to shortstop. Pagan digs it out, makes his play in time, and the inning is over. Double. He was the runner left on at second base. And the score at the end of 7 1/2 innings of play remains the Giants 5, the Dodgers nothing. And now, a message from our sponsor.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz. Brewed with pride and just a kiss of the hop. To put real gusto into every drop of gold. Get together with a glass of Schlitz. That great light beer from Schlitz. Get that real gusto only Schlitz has got.
From the creamy white collar
to the very last drop.
So let's
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Into the last half of the eighth inning here at Candlestick in San Francisco, we have a new pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers. A tall, skinny right-hander is coming out to take over. He's Phil Ortega from Mesa, Arizona, 6'2", and weighs about 165 or 70 pounds. Phil Ortega was with Spokane last year and also with the Dodgers, and we'll find out some this year. He'll be appearing in his 24th ball game, and he's got a pretty tough customer to face here in the last half of the eighth inning. I'll give you just one guess as to who that fella is.
Willie Mays. Ortega has not won a ball game this year for the Dodgers. He's lost two. He delivers to Willie Mays, and the curve is low inside for ball one. Ortega has no record of any kind with the San Francisco Giants. Big gangly Bunga delivers a soft curve low to Willie Mays. That's ball two. Ortega throws his elbows and arms and feet around. Then suddenly out of that pretzel twist comes the ball to the plate. Now he starts his motion. Comes down 2-0 with a fastball, and that's high inside. That's ball three. This is pitcher number five to be used by Walter Alston here this afternoon. Koufax started it. Roebuck, Sherry, Smith, and now Ortega. He gets a strike in this time as Willie had to take on. The count is 3-1. Following Mays will be Cepeda, and then we'll have Davenport. This has been the part of the batting order that has called the damage on the Dodger pitching here this afternoon. Ortega works 3-1, and he pitches high inside ball four. Mays fires the hard hat away and moves off to first base. That's first base on balls given up by Ortega. And the second base on balls the Giants have picked up. Now here is Cepeda. Cepeda rolled out to first base to retire the side in the first inning. He forced Mays at second base to retire the side in the third. And then he came back and hit his 35th home run, a solo affair in the sixth inning. Ortega delivers. The pitch is swung on. There's a high drive into center field. Willie Davis ought to be able to get this one. He does. Willie Mays goes back to first base. So Cepeda is out. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Of course, the Giants are hoping that this will be the last time they'll have to come up. They're leading it 5-0 on 9 base hits, 4 of which have been home runs. 5 for extra base blows. Counting in the double hit by Philly Palou in the first inning. Jim Davenport has had 2 hits and 3 times up. Had a solo home run in the second inning, his 14th of the year, and then a single in the sixth to left field. There's a throw to first. Mays back ahead of it. Ortega with one out, working to Davenport in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch as Mays breaks. There's a slide at second. He steals it. Willie Mays leads the San Francisco Giants in the stealing department. That was his 19th steal. They have 76 of them. Count is 1-1, no strikes on Davenport. Now Jim looks at this pitch, and that's low outside. That's ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Davenport waggled that wood back and forth. Willie Mays leads down at second base. Ortega delivers, soft curveball, and way out in front of it goes Davenport and misses it. Strike one. Take it back to visit the Rosenberg. Ron Paranowski still cranking up down in the L.A. bullpen. He's about ready, should manager Alston want to use him. Willie Mays at second base, having walked Stolman second, his 19th steal of the year. Down comes the pitch. Davenport ignores it. The pitch is low. Ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike. San Francisco bats this afternoon have really been rattling that ball around the stadium. Pitch high inside, ball four. Joe Ortega has that plate swinging on him as he walks 2 men here in the eighth inning. In between the 2 walks, he's got Cepeda to fly to center. Time is called, and Leo DeRocher's coming out. He's going to talk to Ortega. Might mean that we're going to have Paranowski.
believe Baranowski is going to be called into the bullpen right now.
Yep.
Donatelli makes a motion down to the bullpen, and Dusty Baucus, the umpire at first base, walks on out toward the bullpen and says to Baranowski, come on, you're in the ballgame. He's appearing in his 68th ballgame this year for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And while he makes that long walk around the bullpen back off the right field, a message from our sponsor.
Get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz. Brewed with pride and just a kiss of the hop, to put real gusto into every drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz that tastes like beer from Schlitz. Real gusto, only Schlitz has got
from the creamy white collar
to the very last drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto, we're a great like beer.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Ron Baranowski has just completed his warm-up pitches now. He's ready to go to Ed Bailey. He was called in to pitch to Bailey. With one out and two men on. So the two men on, Mays at second, Davenport at first, are the responsibility of Phil Ortega, who has now left the ballgame after having pitched one-third of an inning. Ron Baranowski with a record of 6-6 this year with the league and 1-1 with the San Francisco Giants. The left-hander comes set. Delivers to a left-handed batter and a pitch is low for ball one. Baranowski appearing in his 68th ball game. He's pitched 105 in the third innings. Has an earned run average of 2.82. Strikeout record of 67. He started no ball games. Pitch is low to Bailey. That's ball two. So Baranowski has been relieved, has been used in relief. He's been the left-handed relief artist for Los Angeles, setting a record for left-handed relief pitchers for them. Ed Bailey waggles that bat back and forth. Runners at first and second, one out. Pitch to the plate, fastball in there for the strike. Bailey waiting patiently. Pumps the bat in. Mays leads at second base now as Baranowski comes set. Serves up a big curveball that snaps off low and outside. The board here at Candlestick Park says ball three, strike one. Baranowski serves it up. There's the fastball low, ball four. The bases have been walked loaded by two pitchers that have appeared here in the last half of the eighth inning. This walk, of course, is Baranowski's. The two runners, Mays, who had just moved over to third on that walk, Davenport, who has moved to second, are the responsibility of the now departed Ortega. And Bailey, of course, is the responsibility of Baranowski. The number eight hitter in the order, Jose Pagan, who has gone 0-2, is up there. He struck out in the fourth inning and struck out into a double play in the sixth inning and had a sacrifice in the second. The bases are loaded. The pitch is swung on, drilled into center field, coming off that board. David Santana, the ball through him. Here comes two runs in the score, and winding up at second is Pagan, and the ball gets away from our Wills. He moves on into third as another run score. That throw that came in from center field after it got past Davis
Howard went over and picked the ball up and wheeled it in, and Maury Wills went charging into second base and I believe was hit in the head or the shoulder by the thrown ball. Right now, Maury Wills is getting up. The trainer is out to administer to him. Apparently he's all right. The ball bounced and hit him in the head. But three runs have come piling in here to score, and it's now 8-0 in favor of the San Francisco Giants. Up at the plate here at Candlestick Park comes Billy Pierce, Pagano at third base. The pitch is low and outside for ball one. Infield is pulled up, of course, with only one out here. Down comes the pitch to Pierce, and he bluffs the bunt, takes the pitch in there for the strike, and the count is one ball and one strike on him. Jose Pagan at third base. He's credited with a double, taking third on the throw that was fired in to shortstop. Three runs have come piling across the plate, and it's 8-0. Favor the San Francisco Giants. Pitch is hit down to shortstop. Wills up with it, drives the runner back to third, throws to first base in time, and Pierce is out. Harvey King coming up to the plate now, starting the fifth batting around for the Giants. They have 8 runs on 10 hits. The Dodgers, no runs on 3 hits. Neither side has committed an error. Baranowski delivers. The curveball is outside and high. Ball one. Two of the runs scoring here in the inning belong to Ortega. The other one belongs to Baranowski. The runner at third is his responsibility also. Curveball, good for the strike. Harvey Keene's count, 1-1. These two ball clubs, for their year's work, leveled it off at 9 apiece. The 1-1 pitch is inside, across the knees. The count is 2-1 now to Harvey Keene. Pete Rickard continues to throw down in the bullpen for Los Angeles. Baranowski works, the pitch is swung on and hit out into right field. Frank Howard off to his right should have it. He does have it, and the inning is over. So that's all here in the eighth inning, but it was another big one for the San Francisco Ball Club. They picked up a total of 3 big runs in the inning. There was but one hit. There were 3 walks. There were no errors, and there was a man left off. So the score at the end of 8 full innings of play now, it is the Giants 8, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have nothing. Jim Gilliam up at the plate here in the top half of the ninth inning. Looks at the first pitch and it's in there for the strike. Gilliam is 0-2 this afternoon and has walked one time. Takes it outside this time and the count is 1-1. If you're keeping score with us, we'd like you to make a correction as we have on our score sheet. The official score has just informed us that an error is being charged to right fielder Howard. The pitch is over to Gilliam for strike 2. For his throw from the outfield in the bottom of the eighth inning, which allowed Pagan to go on into third base. So have one error charged against the Howard and the Dodgers in this ball game. The pitch to the plate to Gilliam is low, and his count is 2-2. 2-2 on Jim Gilliam, leading things off here in the top half of the ninth inning. Pierce works a fastball, and Gilliam slams it down to shortstop. Pagan off to his left up with a dice. The toes on the first base in time. Well, Gilliam is out of there on a 6-3 count. So if you are keeping score with us this afternoon, in the last half of the eighth inning, make your totals read 3 runs on 1 base hit.
One error and one man left on. Top of the ninth inning, one out, nobody on, and here is Tommy Davis. He chops at this pitch and doesn't get it. Strike one. This Pierce has been tough this afternoon. He's given up but three hits. Curveball levels the count off at a ball and a strike. There has been one extra base blow hit off Billy Pierce all afternoon. That was Doug Camilli's pinch hit double to left center when he hit for the pitcher in the eighth inning. Pierce wheels it in there, and the pitch is low. That's ball two. Two balls and one strike. One away, top of the ninth inning. Eight runs, 10 hits. And no errors for San Francisco. They have left five. The Dodgers have stranded four so far. Overhand breaking stuff is high and outside. So the count is three balls and one strike now on Tommy Davis. Davis standing just off the plate. Pierce comes to him with the changeup, and it's slammed out into a very shallow center field. Willie Mays coming on for it. He's under it now. He's got it. Two outs. Top half of the ninth inning. Batter coming up now will be Howard. This is the fellow who was charged with the throwing error, allowing Pecan after his double to move into third base. Throw bounced up and hit Mari Wills in the head. But no damage was done. The young fellow was able to weather the storm. Here's the pitch to Howard. Fastball in there for the strike. Frank Howard has been up three times, struck out twice, and caught the shortstop. He was hitting at 301 at game time. Pierce delivers aim, soft curve inside. One ball, one strike. So Pierce is just one out away now. I'm hanging up a shutout. And this first of the playoff games for the 1962 National League Championship. Pierce has pitched a fine ball game today. Delivers, Howard takes. In there for the strike. Starts his pumping motion. Throwing left-hander pitches. Quickly! Got him on a fastball. That's it. Billy Pierce is being mobbed by his teammates as he comes off the field. He hangs up six strikeouts here this afternoon. And here are your final totals. For the San Francisco victory, 8 runs on 10 hits. They committed no errors and stranded 5 here this afternoon. And for the L.A. Dodgers, who have now gone 30 innings without scoring, Los Angeles no runs but 3 base hits, 2 singles and a double off Billy Pierce. They committed 1 error, charged to right fielder Frank Howard on a throw to the infield, and they had 4 men left on. The winning pitcher, of course, is Pierce going all the way to pick up that shutout win. This was his 3rd start this year against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The losing pitcher is the starting pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Sandy had a 14-6 record when he started today's ball game, and he was 2-0 with the San Francisco Giants, 2 wins and 0 losses. But he was out of there quickly in the second inning. He had given up... at that time, 3 runs on 4 hits. And manager Alston relieved him with Steady Eddie Roebuck. Roebuck pitched the next 4. Sherry came on then in relief of Roebuck and pitched the 3rd. Jack Smith was the next pitcher on tap, and he went 1 2/3. Ortega came along then in the 8th inning and pitched only 1/3 of it. And Peranowski had to come in to relieve him and get the side out. So he pitched 2/3 of an inning. So 6 men were on the mound here this afternoon for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And when next they meet the San Francisco Giants, it will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock here on the coast at the Dodger Town in Los Angeles. And, of course, we'll be with you at 12:45 to bring you all of the pregame activities. The final score again here for San Francisco to take the first game, all the best out of three series, played of three. It's San Francisco 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 left. Los Angeles no runs, 3 hits, 1 error, 4 left. The winning pitcher, Billy Pierce, all the way for the shutout. The losing pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Well, our express thanks this afternoon to our engineer, Don Hall, from NBC, and our NBC producer, Mr. Hal Ashby. And this is Al Helfer saying so long now from Candlestick Park in sunny San Francisco. We'll see you tomorrow from Los Angeles, Dodger Town. This is your World Series Playoff Network, NBC Radio.
A 10 on your dial, WGY Schenectady.
And now for your Chevrolet car and truck, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC truck dealer, here are Edgar Bergen and Mortimer Snerd.
Mortimer, what happened to you this morning? We were to go fishing.
Well, I stopped to watch the sun come up, and it took most of the day.
Why?
Well, I was looking in the wrong direction.
Do you like fly fishing?
No, fish fishing.
Do you know what to do when you get a bite?
Well, yeah, I'll scratch it.
Mortimer, why do you give stupid answers?
Well, I don't know. I just seem to take the words right out of your mouth.
Never mind. It's too late to go now. I'm due at my GM dealer service department for my car's fall guardian maintenance checkup.
Well, you sure take good care of that car.
Well, the car represents a large investment. It pays to take care of it. And the trained technicians at my GM dealers are best qualified to service a GM car or truck. They have special knowledge, tools, and parts to do the best job at a fair price.
Well, you can't ask for more than that.
This is Raymond Burr speaking for the U.S. Public Health Service. I want to tell you something quite honestly. Living is a very important thing to me, and I have a hunch living is just as important to you and your family. With that in mind, I suggest, no, I urge you to install seat belts in your family car. Scientific research, both in the laboratory and on the highway, prove that in an automobile accident, the seatbelt offers protection from death or injury. It's not a point of argument, it's a matter of fact. The seatbelt is the most effective single item of safety equipment presently available. It will reduce the toll of traffic injury and death. Now, doesn't it make sense to install seatbelts in your family car? Doesn't it make sense to use them? Don't waste any more time. Install seatbelts in your family car today.
Time for the local three-star extra. Headline news around the world. Your Sunoco newspaper of the air.
Ray Henry with tonight's edition of Three Star Extra, originating in Washington, Oxford, Mississippi. More troops land at Ole Miss Town. Congress, praise and denunciation for President's handling of disorders. International, riots and deaths have round the world impact. Supreme Court, a new justice for the new session. Communism, J. Edgar Hoover writes a new important book. Those headlines, stories, and other news in a moment.
And now, Sunoco's reporters are ready with the news.
James Meredith has become the first Negro student to be enrolled in the University of Mississippi. And tonight, the consequences of his enrollment are riot, bloodshed, and the use of huge United States Army forces to maintain law and order. Rioting, real and...